Access Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Good morning across CJ Country. It's the 5 o'clock hour and time for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. News for farmers and producers across Western and Central New York. Our lineup includes visits from Gary Crawford and Bill Baker, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk, Tony St. James and Jeff Ishii, Daryl Anderson and more. And as usual, Andrew McCray leads the way with the American countryside.
It had an inauspicious beginning. A variety show held in the basement of City Hall that attracted a couple dozen patrons seated in metal folding chairs. But it's grown into one of the longest and best-known acts in the country, and it's today's feature on the American countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Tim Mabe's family began performing the Bald Knobbers Variety Show in Branson in 1959, making it the oldest of such shows in the town. Tim's father and uncles began the show, but they were initially reluctant to bring on a new generation. Tim had to try out for a role, and his father allowed him into the business in 1985.
He made me sit selling souvenirs and handing out brochures and stuff until I earned my way on by learning how to play the guitar.
Tim knew he wasn't a great vocalist, so he eventually took over the comedy routine from his father in 1996, playing the character of Droopy Drawers Jr. His goal is to make the show fresh every night.
We ad-lib just to keep the band kind of lively because they hear the same thing six nights a week when we get a lot of repeat up, so we like to try to give them something different.
The Bald Knobbers and Presley's, the two oldest shows in Branson, have been joined by several dozen other shows over the years, with many theaters popping up on the strip in town.
We've had a lot of big stars come in and take the stage and think they're going to make a good living down here in Branson. Well, a star that's just the same guy singing for 2 hours, you know, is a little tougher because people want to see a variety while they're here.
The show isn't exclusively made up of family members, although you can find three generations in the show. While they must continue to compete for an audience, Tim believes they've found some keys to keep the Bald Knobbers relevant and well-attended.
People here 56 years, you know, that you've been in town, they think, well, they're coming to see a bunch of old people on stage. But the good thing about us is we have no one star. We're a variety show, which I think that's a real key in Branson.
Tim hopes future Mabes will continue the tradition of his father and uncles entertaining the crowds coming to the Ozarks. Traveling the countryside in Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just getting started with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Up next, Tony St. James and the latest Agriculture Today update. At LVM Materials, we produce sawdust for your animal bedding and deliver it directly to your farm. Quality dry sawdust is manufactured in our own facility, ensuring a consistent supply year-round. Learn more when you call 322-8878 or visit lvmmaterials.com.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
Small business sentiment dipped in October, and the cracks show up first in ag towns. National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, Small Business Optimism Index, eased to 98.2, still a tick above its 52-year average. But at the same time, uncertainty fell sharply, a reminder that sentiment is cooling, even as owners gain a bit more clarity. For rural America, where equipment dealers, feed suppliers, truckers, welders, farmers, ranchers, Main Street shops power the farm economy, the softer sales and thin margins tightening the screws on the services that producers rely on. Now, under the hood, labor quality topped the worry list. 32% reported unfilled openings. 27% named labor quality as their number one problem, the highest since 2021. Sales momentum weakened, and profit trends deteriorated even as fewer firms raised prices and planned hikes eased. Capital outlays anemic, borrowing slipping to 23%, average short-term loan rate hovering near 8.7%, and supply chain pressure continues to ease, but it still affected 6 out of 10 firms. Now, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association says the latest congressional move to restore mandatory country of origin labeling, or MCOOL, for beef could strengthen trust at the meat case and value on the ranch. Clear origin labels, when paired with enforcement, they say give independent producers a way to differentiate U.S.-raised cattle and gives consumers straightforward information, a priority as price sensitivity concerns remain high. Harriet Hageman, a representative from Wyoming, has introduced the Country of Origin Labeling Enforcement Act, and Ryan Zinke from Montana has signed on in support. USCA leaders note the bill aligns with nearly two decades of the group's advocacy for transparent, accurate labels. The organization frames MCOOL as a producer and consumer win, restoring visibility to U.S. beef while reinforcing confidence in retail labeling. Now, if Congress advances an enforceable framework, along with packers and retailers, they need consistent segregation and verification, while producers could gain clear market signals for cattle born, raised, and harvested domestically. The organization says it will continue working with lawmakers and industry groups to advance the effort. EPA's 2022 decision to register Enlist One and Enlist Duo through 2029, well, it's now under direct legal attack. Environmental groups asking a federal court to revoke both labels entirely. Lawsuit argues EPA failed to meet the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, and it requires pesticides to avoid unreasonable adverse effects on the environment. If the court sides with plaintiffs, both Enlist products widely used on 2,4-D resistant crops across 34 states could come off the market. It's Agriculture Today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Dairy Radio Now comes your way in about 15 minutes. We're about set to bring you the thoughts of Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America. We'll be back after this short break.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course it is wonderful. wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. 1 week from today, millions of families across America will be gathering for the Thanksgiving feast, and with the U.S. turkey flock at a 40-year low and inflation hitting other holiday staples, prices could be a shock for some. I'll have the numbers when we come back. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. Family-owned and run since 1948, Strauss has built one of the most trusted names in workwear. Their work pants are designed like tools you can wear, made with materials up to 5 times stronger than standard cotton, with pocket systems that keep everything right where you need it, and comfort that holds up all day. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the field, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all of the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. This year's Thanksgiving turkey story begins with highly pathogenic avian influenza. HPAI has remained a persistent challenge for the industry since this outbreak began in 2022. After easing through most of the year, the virus has returned in force this fall. Data suggests that as many as 3 million turkeys have been culled so far this year. Those losses push the nation's turkey flock to its smallest level in 4 decades. The American Farm Bureau Federation puts 2025 turkey production at 194.5 million birds. That's down 3% from last year, and it would be the lowest total since 1985. USDA's latest data shows wholesale prices rising sharply alongside that smaller flock. Wholesale birds averaged $1.31 per pound. That's up from 94 cents last year, an increase of almost 40%. Other market analysts put the increase even higher. Purdue University tracks wholesale turkey values and estimates prices hit $1.71 per pound in October. That's up 75% year over year. Using long-term historical spreads between wholesale and retail prices, their economists forecast an average retail price of just over $2 a pound for November. But retail behavior continues to soften the blow. Leslie Oden, president of the National Turkey Federation, notes that retailers often lock in supply well ahead of the holiday. She says, quote, "While you're looking at the wholesale prices of turkeys right now, retailers are still able to lock in those lower prices from earlier in the year so they can offer those discounts when Thanksgiving rolls around." Those discounts remain widespread. Even with wholesale prices at multi-year highs, many stores are still advertising frozen whole turkeys for under $1 a pound. That's partly due to competitive pressure and partly due to strategy, as some retailers use turkey as the lost leader to get shoppers in the door. But turkey isn't the only thing on the table at Thanksgiving, and the price of side dishes has been volatile as well. I'll have that data after this.
Gear up for the season with great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service, including precision technologies, select Riemann parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine New Holland lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that set you up for success this season. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Wood Hull today to save on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Yes, those side dishes for your Thanksgiving feast also show a mixed price picture. Bread and rolls do cost a little bit less, but potatoes and cranberries are up a little bit from 2024. The main driver of this year's holiday budget remains the turkey in the center, and this year's prices reflect that ongoing strain of HPAI. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Carrying on the broadcast tradition started decades ago by Ed Slezarczyk, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk are standing by with today's edition of the Ag RadioNet Farm News in just a moment.
Nunday Lumber and Hardware, your hometown community store for over 90 years, stocking all your lawn and garden essentials, such as 2-cubic-foot Miracle-Gro potting mix, black and brown mulch, and more. They have an array of regular and pressure-treated lumber in stock, ready for your project. Check out their new marble chips, pea pebbles, and river rocks on display out front of the store. Looking for a new railing system? Nunday Lumber now carries Rail FX. Call 468-2521. Stop in at 11 South State Street in Nunday. Set up a quote or delivery today with Nunday Lumber and Hardware.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Consortium of Agricultural Groups recently released what's called an Educational Resource for Farmers, the ESA. Containing the Endangered Species Act language, the CropLife America, Ag Retailers Association, and the Council for Producers and Distributors of Agrotechnology released these new educational tools in order to help farmers, ag retailers, and pesticide applicators better understand and comply with pesticide labels contained in the Endangered Species Act. The resource suite includes an introductory presentation along with a series of short instructional videos called ESA 101. It explains how to determine if any runoff or spray drift requirements need to be met, as well as how to use the Environmental Protection Agency's online compliance tools, Bulletins Live, and Pesticide App for label mitigations. According to Alexandra Dunn, the president and CEO of CropLife America, the industry is committed to protecting endangered species and the ecosystems that we all rely on. She said that by offering clear and practical resources for pesticide label compliance, they're showing continued support for farmers and applicators. Federal agencies have long debated how to evaluate the impacts of pesticide use on endangered species under both Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act and the Endangered Species Act. Leading to EPA's ESA work plan, as the EPA begins phasing in the label language, these agriculture groups join together to support awareness and more practical compliance across the pesticide supply chain. Instructional videos moderated by Dr. Stanley Culpepper, a leading weed science specialist at the University of Georgia. These videos were designed to help provide field-ready guidance supporting pesticide use while protecting endangered species and their habitats. ESA 101 is a foundation-level overview explaining how Endangered Species Act requirements intersect with pesticide regulation and day-to-day application videos. There's 4 short videos demonstrating how pesticide mitigations work, how to determine location-specific restrictions, and how to use these to evaluate and document runoff and spray drift mitigation practices. Once again, you can go to croplifeamerica.org and look for the ESA tab to find a full series of resources, but the instructional videos, ESA 101.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
For much of the nation's agricultural producers, things are looking a bit challenging. But when it comes to a total, it don't look so bad. A lot of that due to disparate conditions in crop and livestock sectors, which is evident in credit conditions. Ag credit conditions in most of the nation have deteriorated gradually during the third quarter. Strength in the cattle sector improved farm finances in some areas that are more heavily cattle-focused. According to the 10th District Survey of Agricultural Credit Conditions, both farm income and credit conditions weakened at a pace similar to recent quarters in portions of the region that are most dependent on crop revenues. Despite that further tightening, financial conditions generally remain stable, with lenders in areas more dependent on cattle revenues actually reporting higher incomes and steady loan quality, providing ongoing support to the sector. Cropland values did remain firm. Ranch land values increased, but just modestly. Weakness in the crop sectors continued to weigh on the outlook for the U.S. farm economy. Despite boosts to income in some regions from the livestock sector, the depletion of working capital alongside elevated production costs has increased demand for financing across the nation, with growth in farm debt strong among agricultural lenders. Distribution of assistance from the American Relief Act earlier this year provided some modest support, and financial stress has remained relatively limited, but a continuation of limited profits among crop producers is expected to drive further deterioration in credit conditions during the coming months.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Agribusiness men and women get the news and information they need right here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. In just a moment, it's our On the Farm Report with Jeff Ishii.
If you want to know how well a tractor tire is built, check the warranty to see how it's backed. That's when you'll learn that Firestone Farm Tires carry one of the best warranties in the business. Every tractor radio we build is backed by a full 2-year replacement warranty. A guarantee that's backed by a highly trained, certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer near you.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
And we're back looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Prices for Christmas trees this holiday season are expected to be highly variable. A recent survey conducted by a trade organization indicates that the price of live Christmas trees this season is expected to remain stable. Although input costs like labor and fertilizer have increased, growers in the United States say they are largely absorbing these increases rather than passing them on to consumers. The price for artificial Christmas trees, however, are expected to increase significantly. Approximately 80% of all artificial Christmas trees are imported from China, where tariffs and shipping costs are largely to blame for higher prices in the United States.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Alma, Georgia. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station, WAJQ, FM 104.3 in beautiful Alma, Georgia. Our pearl of wisdom today, gosh, this one is from the archives, came in way back in May of 2003 from listener Ginger Green. Ginger Green has good advice. She says, if in doubt, don't. Thank you, Ginger, for that advice. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
The CJ Agribusiness Report. It's where producers and policymakers meet. Let's get an update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Initial market reaction to USDA's first crop production report since September. Chief Economist Seth Myers says first,
the corn yield estimate was only down 7/10 of a bushel. The trade was looking for something more like 2 7/10 of a bushel. So bigger supplies, still a 16.7, 16.8 billion bushel crop. And one of the contributing factors to being down 9 3/4 cents.
However, perhaps as equally notable,
a pretty amazing forecast for the corn export program at over 3 billion bushels. And we raised it 100 million bushels this month relative to September.
A contributor, along with observed prices, that led USDA to raise the season-ending average price for corn 10 cents from the previous forecast at $4 a bushel. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
With the end of harvest comes the opportunity to analyze the crop season from the planter to the bin. Jordan Bossler is an agronomist with Seed Consultants, and he is poring over the data from area plots.
It certainly was an interesting growing season, to say the least. A lot of the crops were put in later than normal, but nonetheless got a good start and finished out really nice. Despite the late season drought that we experienced, the yields were better than expected, and guys have been happy overall. Yield has been better than what a lot of customers and a lot of farmers have anticipated and have been happy overall.
Although yield is the major data point that Bossler's looking at when it comes to 2025, he says his research goes beyond that to see what really worked during this growing season.
It's obviously protecting your crop through crop protection products as well as insect traits to keep your yields up, grain quality nice, and increase your test weight.
Simply better performance, simply better solutions, and simply better customer service. Find out more at seedconsultants.com.
Dairy producers need to know more than just the latest cost per hundredweight. That's why we bring you Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. He'll join us in just a moment.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The dairy industry continues to roll with the changes. And on today's Dairy Radio Now, we're joined by longtime contributor Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation, who will be retiring at the end of the year. Chris, reflecting on the last three decades in the dairy industry, we've seen some changes. And of course, the one important thing that has not changed, we continue to get milk from our cows.
Sure. Well, you say that things regarding cows haven't changed a whole lot, and I think that's true overall, although one of the things I was looking at, Bill, as I look back over the last 28 years that I've been with National Milk, is just the incredible growth in milk per cow output. Back in the late 90s, it was somewhere around 17,000 pounds per year, and now it's getting close to 25, and certainly there are some super cows that are well above that. So I think one of the most interesting things about what's changed is actually what has not changed, and that is the overall number of dairy cows in the country. We've been right around 9 million plus, 9.1, 9.3. I think we're maybe edging towards 9.5 million cows. But when you think about how much more milk we're producing from essentially the same number of cows over a quarter century, I think that's one of the most dramatic things. And it's harder to observe because things haven't changed. But if you kick the tires a little bit, you see how much we've done in terms of animal husbandry for the higher milk output. And then the other is just diets. We know a lot more about nutrition science and the right rations. And we're seeing that right now, last few years, in the just enormous growth in protein output and milk fat output per cow. Those are actually running really high compared to 20, 25 years ago. So, you know, we talk these days about artificial intelligence and computing power and a lot of digital things, but we see the impact of technology in the dairy business as well, and a lot of it is how much milk each cow produces. One of the other things that I've observed over the course of my 28 years is that whether it's due to the internet, smartphones, to social media, all those things together, they have really impacted how consumers want to know more information about the source of their foods. And so one of the things that I worked on in my 25 plus years here is really helping us tell a better story at the farm level here in the U.S. about who's producing milk and the conditions under which they keep their cows. Because we know that that's not every customer, certainly, not every consumer, but a growing number of them. And it's not just true for dairy, it's true for a whole variety of foods. In fact, I think right now you see this reflected in a lot of the Making America Healthy Again movement, where there's concerns about seed oils and processed foods and things like that. To me, that is just an echo of a trend that began more than 25 years ago, where for most of my life, we could talk about, well, milk is a nutritious source of calcium and protein and vitamins, and that was enough for most people to accept without question. But what's happened since then is that there's a lot more questions raised about, well, okay, milk and cheese and yogurt and whatnot, they're fine for me, but what about in terms of who's producing it and the cows and their treatment? So we've had to tell stories and come up with credible information about not just talking the talk, but walking the walk and demonstrating to our farm program and other things like that, that farmers are doing a good job. And so that is now table stakes if you want to market dairy products and other foods to consumers in the U.S. and around the world. You need to be able to tell a compelling story about the positive conditions that exist on the farm.
We're always improving each day, and National Milk continues to move the dairy industry forward in this ever-evolving industry.
Yeah, I mean, we've done some things in terms of immigration policy, but there's a lot more work to do there. One of the other things that I would be remiss in not mentioning compared to the late 90s is how much more products we export. We didn't have to worry really about the international market when I started in 1997, and now we're exporting about 16 or 17% of our production. And so that's another example of how things have evolved, how we have different consumers. We have maybe some different products to offer those consumers compared to 25 years ago. So yes, the ball keeps rolling forward. Conditions change. People are getting smarter, I think, in a lot of respects. So I have a lot of confidence that as I exit the scene, there are people behind me in line here who are going to pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, thank you, Chris, for all of the reports that you provided us through the years with National Milk. And for more on the National Milk Producers Federation, head to nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Tony St. James will bring us the closing market report in just a few minutes. Just ahead, Daryl Anderson has today's Farm to Fork report after this short timeout.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust Woodmax. Proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, Woodmax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, Woodmax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each Woodmax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit Woodmax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distiller's grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
Vesely, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
When it comes to diet, you can get too much of a good thing. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There's a precursor to diabetes called the metabolic syndrome. You put on some fat around your middle, your blood glucose rises, and you develop insulin resistance. Benjamin Bickman, a metabolic scientist at Brigham Young University in Utah, says carb loading stimulates insulin production.
It's a fundamental biological principle that too much of something will result in a resistance to that something. That's not to say it's the only driver, but with that view in mind, my simple approach is if it comes in a bag or a box with a barcode, it's probably one to avoid when it comes to carbohydrates.
Bickman says most people try to starve their way to weight loss, not realizing that a diet that includes some saturated fats and fewer carbs is not a bad thing.
I think there are a lot of myths that come in this realm when you start having science take on a religious fervor. And I'm a very religious individual, and so I appreciate religion, but I also appreciate my PhD mentor once said, scientists are seekers of truth, and there must come a hearty dose of humility in that realm because you have to be prepared at any moment to discard your ideas if the evidence suggests that your notions are incorrect.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
Parts.
Our farm show is set to wrap up shortly. Be sure to keep your radio tuned to CJ Country for music and news, Tradio at 9, and a whole lot more. It's Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report after we get this update of the latest weather forecast.
Western New York weather.
Weather brought to you by Bucks Motorsports in Akron, and hunting season's here. They've got the best ATV or side-by-side to make the hunt go a whole lot easier for you. Stop by Bucks, check out the latest snowmobiles from Ski-Doo and Polaris. They got all sizes of trailers to haul whatever you have as well. Check it out at BucksMotorsports.com. Bucks Motorsports is CJ Country's premier power sports dealer. For today, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 31. For Friday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 49. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 28 degrees.
American Cattle News. Is the price of beef too high? Big question. Answers after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Is the price of beef too high? Colin Woodall, CEO, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, explains.
Yes, we are seeing a strong market for cattle. And it's one that has helped us heal up after many challenging years. And it's also given us an opportunity to remind the administration and Congress that we too are consumers. And the increase in the prices that we're paying for inputs for our farms and ranches also is at play. There have been a lot of discussions about supply and demand and where we stand with beef. Because of the ongoing drought, we have seen the lowest domestic cattle herd that we've seen in about 70 years. But because of all of our effort to make the most of our cattle, we have not seen a shortage of beef. And that drives us to really the crux of this entire discussion, and that is consumer demand. We are seeing demand for our product at a level that we haven't seen in almost 40 years. It's the quality of our product that is driving the consumer's demand for beef. When the consumer goes to their grocery store, they have a lot of meat proteins they can choose from. They want beef. They're choosing beef, and they're willing to pay the price because of the eating experience that they're getting. So this has given us a great opportunity to express this message to the president, to Congress, to just let the markets work. We do not need government intervention. Let the markets work.
American Cattle News.
Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Bird's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Bird's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Bird's Lumber, Washington Street in Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and body work, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Tuesday, November the 18th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 66.17. The Dow down 460.91. And NASDAQ lower as well, 224.32. Bitcoin higher, gold higher, euro lower. Over to the energy futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, December 60.67, January higher as well, 60.57, and February 60.30. Gasoline higher, nat gas mixed, crude oil higher. So we go over to the grains futures prices. Corn December 2 even higher here at the end of the day, 436 and 3 quarters, March 449 and a half, and corn May 456 and a half. Soybean lower, soybean meal mixed, soybean oil higher. Wheat December 2.25 higher at 546.5, March 559 even, and wheat May in the green as well at 568.5. Hard red winter wheat December 2.5 down, 526.25, March 543 even. Hard red spring wheat December 539.75, slightly lower here at the end of the day, with the March doing the same at 569 even. Over to the cotton December 21 cents higher at the end of the day, 62.57, March 64.39, and cotton May contract 32 cents higher, 65.57. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle December 220.02, 125 down, February 220.85, and April 221.32. Feeder cattle January 326.05, March in the red as well at 318.40. Lean hogs lower, pork cutout lower, class 3 milk mixed.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.